With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At the 73rd Annual National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump called on Americans to bring God back into their lives. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president spoke at two prayer breakfast events, one hosted by a private group and one at the U.S. Capitol.
We have to bring religion back.
He also reflected on last summer's assassination attempt.
I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened.
The president announced the creation of a Religious Liberty Commission, a Justice Department task force aimed at eradicating anti-Christian bias inside the federal government, and a White House faith-based office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The first deployment of Mexican troops is arriving at the northern border with the U.S.
They're among the first of 10,000 troops Mexico has sent to its northern frontier following threats of high tariffs being imposed on Mexican goods by President Donald Trump. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum promised she would send the country's National Guard to reinforce the border and crack down on fentanyl smuggling in exchange for a delay on the crippling trade tariffs.
That's correspondent Karen Chamas reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters Democrats are overreacting to President Trump fulfilling his campaign promise to clean up Washington.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration. And the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking President Trump's bid to push out federal employees. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points, but the Nasdaq rose 99. This is SRN News. Can a mountain be a person?
In New Zealand, the answer is yes. The parliament has granted personhood to Mount Taranaki with full legal rights, at the request of native New Zealanders who consider the mountain to have spiritual significance. The decision has shocked many, but pro-life advocates are especially outraged. In New Zealand, unborn babies are not persons and can be aborted right up to the moment of birth if a doctor agrees, meaning they have less rights than a mountain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Little Rock, Arkansas, is hosting a series of concerts. Organist Colin McKnight is marking the 275th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach's death by playing all of the German composer's organ works, but he's doing it one lunch break at a time. McKnight is spending this year playing nearly 18 hours of Bach's organ works. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close as drops for Ford Motor and Qualcomm worked against buoyant fashion and cigarette stocks. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% following healthy gains for stock markets across much of Europe and Asia. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 125 points, or 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. Both Ford and Qualcomm fell despite reporting better profits than expected. Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, and Philip Morris International rose. The Dow dropped 125 points to close at 44,747. The Nasdaq gaining 99 to 19,791. The S&P 500 up 22 points to 6083. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.